going to show pretty much the gist of the whole thing. We had a great, great time, and I learned a lot of things. The first thing I believe is that I'm thinking we're going to just some old, dilapidated, poor people's home. We're going to help, and that wasn't the case. It's just, it's a Methodist member just like us, but lonely. And what was it Miss Susan kept saying? 95%. What's the percentage?
It was 85% relationship.
15% physical work. And that was so true. This lady was lonely, never got out of the house. She got out of the house. She loved these kids. She came and ate with us. She had some just dark times in her life. They didn't hear that, I don't think. But there was a time of healing, and that's what it's all about. God put us at the right home. She was the first one to put in an application, and they kept her waiting. They said, this is not your team. This is not your team. We didn't know she was praying for the right team. And then it all came together. We were the right team for this lady. We could have been in the hot sun. We could have had to go wherever to use the restroom. But because the pastor in charge of this knew her, we were allowed to go in her home. There were shade trees. There were so many things God did to work this out for us that it wasn't just a huge, you know, inconvenience. And the kids learned a lot of trades in 3 or 4 days, how to do a lot of things, and you'll see in the videos. I'm very proud of them. We had a worship service. I didn't get up and speak. I gave the time to them, but I want them to know now it's not because I didn't have anything at all to say. It's because I would have said too much, because I'm very proud of these guys. And Dalton Etheridge went with us. I don't want to leave him out. Barbara, and what's his dad's name?
Charlie.
Charles Etheridge. So he was a great asset. Him and Tommy did a lot of hard work. They kind of worked together. Anthony's at a leadership conference now. And I don't think he'd feel left out. He doesn't like to get up and speak anyway. So, and Anthony was there. But enjoy the show, slideshow. And then each of them would tell you in their words a little bit about it. I think they're really excited. That's another good thing. They're just all excited, and we're so blessed.
So far down, how's it ever gonna turn?
to read was Matthew 25:40. It says, "And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.'" And that's what Delta Grace, that was their scripture that they leaned back on. But we hear it all the time, be grateful for what you have. But it's really different when you go and you see what people don't have and how grateful you should be. And we got to spend the week with Miss Susan. And it was truly a blessing for us to be able to go and work on her house and to see, like she said, she was lonely. And all she wanted was somebody to talk to. She could care less if we did the work on her house. She just wanted us to come sit inside and talk to her. And they didn't expect us to do what we did. They expected us to scrape and caulk and paint the fascia of her house. I learned what that was while I was there. But we ended up doing that. We scraped and did a door, the windows. We took out a piece of the back of her house and replaced it. And we took her little parking garage and we replaced it. And that we did way more than they expected us to. But that's not us, that's God working through us. And we had so many privileges meeting Brian, who is our project manager, and he led us through everything. He taught us everything that I've learned so much about building and painting and caulking that I never would have guessed or knew. But it was truly a blessing to get to go, and she told us that we blessed her, but it was more her blessing us, because that's not something you get to do every day, is go and work for others. Because like I said, we hear it all the time, but you don't know what it is until you go. And you see, she hasn't had air conditioning for 6 years because she couldn't afford it in half of her house. She uses fans. And just to see that, we're complaining about not having air conditioning on the bus half the trip. And when you see that, it just brings tears to my eyes that she is so happy. And she doesn't even complain about that. And we complain about simple things. And that's not even a big problem considering to other people. But it's just little things that you take for granted until you actually go and experience it. And I want to thank every one of you that gave us the opportunity to go and do this by giving with your money and so that we could experience this. Thank you.
All of you know that now we're experts, right? We saw that. We learned how to do things we didn't know how to do at all. We got there and we were like, what is a facial for? We learned how to do that, but besides learning how to do new things, we learned how to communicate, because a lot of us are scared to just talk to people, you know. And sitting there talking to Miss Susan blessed me more than, you know, getting out there and working felt awesome. But just being able to sit there and talk to somebody who doesn't have anyone to talk to, you know, it was amazing. And our youth group, though, we are a family. We're just a dysfunctional one. We decided that. And we got in a little bit of a ruckus, but that's okay, because when it came time to work, I didn't know. I thought we were going to have a struggle, because we fight a lot sometimes. But we came together, and our little team went beyond what we were supposed to, and that just amazed me. And we couldn't have done that without y'all's help getting us there and God blessing us. And that was definitely the right place for us to be. And I feel so blessed to have been able to go. And I just want to thank y'all for letting us go.
I want to thank Steve, he cooked pretty good food for us. We worked hard, so we ate good. We thank y'all for giving us the opportunity to go. It was a real blessing, but not only were we blessed Miss Susan by our presence there. Miss Susan really enjoyed us there. And when we wasn't working, we just went in Miss Susan's house. I played with the cat, as y'all saw. Not tormented it, but it was pretty fun to just sit there and talk to Miss Susan and just to work on her house, because not every day you get to work for someone without pay, because conferences, we go to conferences and all. I mean, those are fun for us, but actually going to a mission trip and working for someone else, that's really something. But Brian was that strange man y'all saw, and I think in one of the pictures, he knew everything. Basically, he was a descendant of a Greek god. I think that's what he said.
He
Delta and work for Miss Susan. Thank y'all.
Thanks, David, for introducing all of us. Yeah, as he said, me and Dalton love the certified demolitioners. As you can see, we kind of spent a lot of time trying to tear down that carport, and that was one of the biggest jobs we had. We spent about 2.5 days on that. And the back, it only took us about a little less than a day and a half, and mainly that's all we wanted, that's all they wanted us to do. But Brian said, I think these kids can go forth and do more than what they can. And he told us to go ahead and start on the carport. And when we did that, all of us got, when we all getting tired, we all talked to Miss Susan. And really, that's all she wanted. She really couldn't care if we got it done or not. That's all she wanted, was to have someone to come there and visit her, because she never got out that much.
When they told us it was 95 or 85% relationship, they weren't lying. They said without the relationship, Delta Grades couldn't go on, because they'd just be working. Nothing. I mean, it's amazing.
And while we were doing the, another room for, at the church. While we were doing the worship service, Miss Susan told everybody that me and Dalton did not slow down working to even get a maybe a drop of water in our throat.
They have hard heads. They would not drink water.
And I will admit that.
Hey, now, when we were talking, when the preacher was talking about his sunburn, he broke the safety rules, so the preacher there told us that she had no sympathy for us if we broke the safety rule. You were supposed to wear sunscreen and drink water, so we had no sympathy, guys. It was awful.
And even though we all got, some of us got stonewall wise and about fell off ladders, we all came closer as individuals. And
I have a question. Since you all went off and did such a tremendous job, I want to know, as a youth group for your local community, are you going to hire out for your fundraisers as opposed to eating?
Well, actually, would you like to?
Yes.
Would you like to hire us?
Yes.
Well, we weren't actually, what we were going to do is eventually get together and work on homes here without a cost.
Well, I want to be first on your list to hire you.
Yes, but I did want to say one more thing. It was around 100 degrees every day, but that wasn't it. Miss Susan got up at the service. What they did was they got Carpenters for Christ, which was a group of men and women that built a whole church. That there was a picture in the beginning. They built a whole church in a week. In 5 days, they built a whole
from
church.
From a slab up.
And there's about 50 of them. Yeah, from the slab up. And we all got together, and they did a slideshow of all the groups together. And Miss Susan got up, and it put tears in my eyes, because what she said, they have put a smile on my face that I've not had in forever. And they have made me want to talk and want to get out. She said, I never got out of my house. I never went to town, because I can't afford gas, so she never got out of town. But every day she would get outside, and she would walk around and talk to us. And she didn't want to go back inside. She just wanted to be around us and watch us do work. That's all she wanted to do. She actually asked to keep us all.
Yeah, wants us to come back, too.
She said if we go back, that she wants to us to come see her. And she said if she's down this way, she's definitely going to come visit the church, our church. But like they said, the relationship part was so true. And it was such a blessing to meet Miss Susan. And we all have her number, and we texted her, told her that we were safe home yesterday, and she texted us all paragraphs saying that we were her heart, and she's so glad that she has us in her life, and that she loves us very much, and she wants us to keep in touch. And it's things like that. It's not just the words. It's just things that like that that put a smile on my face to do for others and make them happy. And I encourage every one of you, no matter how old you are, to go. And you don't have to work. Just go form a relationship. Go on the trip with them and form that relationship. Because you don't have to work. The bigger thing was that relationship with Miss Susan. Oh, yeah. The Carpenters for Christ were like 50
and
old. 50. They were very young. They were young, around 50.
Has anybody told
be there. Like I said, you don't have to work. You can form that relationship, and that's more than anything to her. She could not care less if we went and worked on her house as long as we sat there and talked with her.
What do you want me to tell you? Ryan, this was his first project.
Oh, yeah.
He just got hired on, and we were his first test project, and he used to work with you.
Ryan, our project manager, what they do is they have people come in for lunch at a time and be project managers for the groups that come in. And this was his first time being here. Like, he came in, I think, the day that we were there, and we were his first group. And we worked so well together. Like you said, he is a little bunny. He wants you to do this and then do this in 5 seconds. He expects you to do it, but we did it. But it was a blessing to have him as our project manager. He was your blessing, and he has a story after everything. You talk about money, he has a story. You talk about a nail, he has a story. But listen, we learned a lot from his stories. And he was a blessing, and he loved God, and that's all that matters. And but like I said, I encourage every single one of you, no matter how old you are, to do something like that, because it is true a blessing. And it made me happy just to go and serve. No matter if we get money or not, I could care less. It's that relationship that I built that means the world to me.
I'm not going to steal their glory. I just wish you could. And it's not hard to cook, boy. As hard as they work, they'd eat anything you put in front of them. I always say this kid to get up at 6:30 or 7:00 in the morning, and like I said, it was 100 degrees or so out there. 93% humidity. I mean, you see them on the pictures, they're soaking wet, and they put somebody pouring water on them.
Yes.